Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Heather. Today in this episode, I'm going to teach you three different things that can help make positive affirmations more effective so you can hopefully see results sooner. There's a few things that you can do, some tips and tricks. So I'm going to share with you three different ones that are going to help with any positive affirmations you do, any lists you come across. These are just ways to make your positive affirmations work, and hopefully you'll see results sooner than if you don't use these three tricks or tips, I guess. Okay, but before I get into this episode, be sure to check out my social media. If you search Heather Iris or Heather Iris Podcast, you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, all those different social media sites. And if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, let me know and I will give you a shout out in my next episode. But let's go ahead and get started on my three tips and tricks for helping your positive affirmation list work and to see bigger results and results sooner. Okay, so the first tip is to make sure the positive affirmations that you choose or the ones that you are using are positive affirmations that are at least a little bit believable for you. For example, let's say I'm trying to think of like an example of a positive affirmation. Let's say for me, it would be I love to work out or I'm physically fit. For me right now, that is not super believable because I hate working out and I don't work out very regularly. And so instead of saying I'm physically fit or something like that, I'm rich, for example, that's another thing that's not very believable for me right now. I can use it in the future tense. Instead of saying you already are the thing, like I am rich or I am physically fit, I would instead switch it to future tense. So I would say, I will be rich, or I'm becoming richer, or I am going to be physically fit, or I'm gradually becoming physically fit, or I am becoming. So it's like instead of the destination, you're not saying that you're already there, that you are rich, or you are physically fit, you can say, I am becoming that thing, or I am kind of in the journey to get to that point. Because any progress we make on a goal, even if it's small, that would make the positive affirmation believable. Because even if I work out one day out of the week more than I usually do, that can be true that I am becoming physically fit because I am working on it. So that's one little tip. The next tip is to, obviously, you want to do your positive affirmations regularly and do sets of them. It's like working out. If you just say the positive affirmation once, it's not just going to happen. Usually people recommend doing it like twice a day, in the morning or at night, and doing like sets of them. So if I'm going to say I am becoming rich or I am, becoming wealthy or whatever it is, you wouldn't just say it like once in the day and at night. You would kind of do sets of them. So I could say I am rich or I'm becoming rich. I'm becoming rich. I'm becoming rich. So that's three times. And then at night, say it three more times. And you can do a few, in the morning and a few at night. But I would just, one of my other tips is I would definitely recommend not doing a huge list. You want to do just a few, like I would say five or less. I would say probably like five or six. Start off there, do it for, morning and at night, listen to these lists morning and at night for a month or until they start to feel like they are like you definitely believe it, or you're starting to like, it's kind of in your core, like you are believing these things. And then a month from then you can, add new positive affirmations to the mix. So those are kind of my tips. So you definitely want to make sure that your positive affirmations are believable. You want to be repeating them regularly. And then you want to start with a list that is not too many ones. Like you can, the nice thing is I can create a customized list for you guys if that's something you're interested in, or you can pick out ones that speak to you, or you can just do, the set list and start there. And then in a month, or once you feel like the positive affirmations, you like really are, letting them soak in, you can add to that list. Oh, and I'll give you one last extra tip, is to, you can say them out loud. Like instead of just listening to a list, it's important if you're saying them out loud, or if you just say them in your mind, you can also visualize them, and that's supposed to make them stronger because visualization paired with positive affirmation is supposed to also make positive affirmations like even stronger. Anyways, I hope that was helpful for you guys. I hope you guys are having a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.